Hello and welcome to the fourth of the Empire Cinemas podcasts, the weekly podcast for the newest cinema chain in the UK. This week we're going to be talking about films released on Friday, March the 24th at Empire Cinemas nationwide. Of course, this isn't the only way you can find out information about Empire Cinemas. You can also go on our information line, which is 08714 714 714, or you can go on the website at www.empirecinemas.co.uk.
We currently have screens at Bromley, Sutton Coldfield, Hemel Hempstead, High Wycombe, and of course, the flagship Empire Leicester Square. The first of this week's major releases is Transamerica. This deals with Bree, who is a pre-op male to female transsexual, who holds down two jobs and saves every penny so she can pay for the operation to make her a woman. One day, however, she receives a strange phone call. It appears that her son, who she never knew she had, is incarcerated in New York. Bree flies from Los Angeles to New York in order to get the boy out of jail. At first she is reluctant, but her therapist convinces her to face up to her past. Her son, Toby, believes Bree to be some Christian missionary determined to convert lost causes to Jesus. Bree sees no reason to clear up this misunderstanding. However, when she finds out that Toby just wants to get to Los Angeles, she persuades him to accompany her back to the West Coast, secretly planning to leave him at his stepfather's along the way. Now here's a clip.
Dude, this is great.
Wish you would stop calling me dude. Eat your vegetables. You might want to use a fork. Just an idea.
The Weinstein Company and IFC Films present...
Get in here before your neighbors see you.
I thought you said your parents were dead.
Wishful thinking.
Your mother and I both love you.
But we don't respect you.
A story of two people and the one secret that has kept them apart for 17 years.
She is not my mother. She's not even a real woman.
Just because a person doesn't go around blabbing her entire biological history doesn't make her a liar.
Hey, look.
You boys go ahead.
Come on.
Hey, babe, let's stay out tonight.
Toby. Toby.
Are you a boy or a girl?
I can't handle this.
Felicity Huffman.
There's things about her she's not telling you.
Every woman has a right to a little mystery.
Transamerica.
It's Mezcal.
I don't put hair on your chest.
Hey, hope not.
This is written and directed by Duncan Tucker, who also directed a film called Boys to Men. It stars Felicity Huffman, who starred in Magnolia and Christmas with the Cranks, but who most people recognise as Lynette from Desperate Housewives. Her performance in this movie earned her a Golden Globe and also an Oscar nomination at this year's Academy Awards. That was Transamerica, which is released Friday, 24th of March, nationwide at Empire Cinemas, and is rated 15.
The next release this week is Inside Man, the latest offering from Spike Lee, starring Denzel Washington and Clive Owen. Here's a clip.
My name is Dalton Russell. Pay strict attention to what I say, because I choose my words carefully and I never repeat myself. Recently, I planned and set in motion events to execute the perfect bank robbery.
Everybody get down on the floor now!
Why? Because I can.
If this goes down wrong, they're gonna dump this whole mess in your lap.
This spring.
Meet me at the front door.
You gotta be crazy to go in there like a fox.
Denzel Washington.
Whoever heard of bank robbers escaping on a plane with 50 hostages? I think you're stalling. Why, I don't know.
Clive Owen.
When I said that I planned the perfect bank robbery, I meant precisely that.
And Jodie Foster.
I can change your entire program, so the sooner that you stop being my problem, the better off you'll be.
They heard everything we said. They bugged us. Keep your men back.
You planned every inch of this thing right from the start, and you got everybody marching to your beat, including me, and I'm through buying it.
What are you doing? Come on, this ain't no bank robbery.
Inside Man.
This also features Jodie Foster and Willem Dafoe, and revolves around a cop, played by Washington, who has to negotiate with a criminal whose expertly planned bank heist turns into a hostage situation. With hints of the classic Dog Day Afternoon, the end comes all too soon, with not a boring moment throughout the film. Inside Man previews at Empire Cinemas nationwide on Saturday the 18th and Sunday the 19th of March, and opens on Friday the 24th of March, and is rated 15.
And now for The Ringer, starring Johnny Knoxville. After a lawnmowing accident leaves his friend without fingers, Steve, played by Knoxville, looks to his gambling-addicted uncle, played by Brian Cox, for help to pay for the operation to fix his friend's hand. His uncle comes up with a plan to rig the Special Olympics, getting Steve to enter the competition, thus giving him advantage over the other athletes. Steve is wary, but agrees. Calling himself Jeffy, he plunges himself headfirst into the community of mentally challenged athletes and the games. However, when he takes a liking to one of the supervisors, Steve starts to regret his decision and is forced to choose between his financial commitments and betraying his newfound friends. Here's a short clip.
Every few years, out of millions of competitors around the world, only one special athlete will cross the line. From Fox Searchlight Pictures comes the thrill of victory and the agony of deceit.
We are going to fix the Special Olympics.
Jeffy, highly functioning, developmentally disabled.
All right, look at you.
All you have to do is act like one of them.
Jeffy, go for cuckoo bus.
Not exactly a major stretch for you.
Go for gold. Go for gold.
That guy's the Deion Sanders of retards.
Oh, my lantern.
You can't park here. It's a handicapped spot.
Well, you're handicapped.
It's for people who are physically handicapped.
No, I don't think so.
Excuse me. My friend here has an IQ of 38. We can park here, right?
Let the games begin.
Celebrate good times. Come on! Celebrate.
This movie is produced by the Farrelly brothers, who made such films as Something About Mary and Dumb and Dumber, and is written by Ricky Blatt, who is a staff writer on the excellent animated TV show Family Guy. Now, even though this film sounds completely politically incorrect, it has been given the blessing by the Special Olympics, and indeed, many of the athletes star in the movie itself. That was The Ringer, which is released on Friday, 24th of March, nationwide at Empire Cinemas, and is rated 12A.
Finally, this week is Hostel. This is the follow-up to Cabin Fever by director Eli Roth, and stars Jay Hernandez, with a special appearance from Takashi Mike. This tells the story of three backpackers visiting Amsterdam, who are told of a hostel in Slovakia that can meet all their hedonistic expectations. Here's a clip.
You go to this hostel, you will have any girl you want. You just take that.
Beneath the temptation.
Oh, look at that.
Behind the seduction.
Are you coming?
Lies a reality.
Where are my friends?
Too shocking to fathom.
Oh my God!
Quentin Tarantino presents Hostel.
I did a lot of money for you.
This film came about following a conversation between Harry Knowles of Ain't It Cool News and the director about a website that offered users the chance to torture someone at the cost of $10,000. The director then spoke to Quentin Tarantino about this, and they wrote, produced, directed and released the movie in 12 months, three times faster than the average Hollywood film. This film certainly isn't one for the squeamish, and is incredibly violent, but is superbly shot and edited. For those of you into horror and suspense, this is the film for you. Hostel is released at Empire Cinemas nationwide on Friday, March the 24th, and is rated 18. Now for something we thought all you film buffs may enjoy. The Carlton Screen Advertising Fantasy Film League. This is run in a similar way to the popular Fantasy Football and Celebdac leagues, and is open to all, with prizes for employees in a cinema-related industry. This year's competition starts on the 31st of March, and the website address to register at is www.carltonscreen.com.
And don't forget, you can find out more about Empire Cinemas, the UK's newest cinema chain, on our website at www.empirecinemas.co.uk and on our information line, which is 08714 714 714. If you have any comments, you can email us at podcast@tyweb.co.uk. That's podcast@tyweb.co.uk.
Thanks for downloading the podcast. We'll see you next time.